This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
And Bruce Arians, the coach that is now coaching Tom Brady, and was the coach for Jameis Winston. Interesting story. He told Rich Eisen on his show that he actually called a couple of teams to tell them, you know, positive stuff about Jameis Winston. He said, "You're going to get the hardest worker you've ever had and a great young man. It didn't work out for us because Tom Brady was available and we had Teddy Bridgewater. If that wouldn't have worked out, we were going to go full steam ahead with Jameis. He's a great young man, and no one is going to outwork him." Those were the quotes from Bruce Arians. But this is also an indictment on Jameis Winston, too. This is not a good look for Jameis. And he went on to say that the two teams that he talked to, it didn't feel like they were interested in him. You know what I mean? And that is not good either. And, I mean, we're watching and nobody was interested in him as a starter at this point. Who's ever signing him is looking at him like a backup that has to go prove himself. And I would hope that by now Jameis Winston has gotten the wake-up call and he has that kind of mentality like, okay, I'm going to work my ass off. And the next shot I get, I'm going to prove to people that I am the guy and I'm going to take the job away from wherever they hire me. Wherever I'm the number two, I will eventually become the number one because I will prove to people that I can take care of the football and do all those kind of things that everybody's been waiting for him to do. You know what I'm saying? And so the fact that Bruce Arians talked to a couple of teams and they weren't interested in it, to me, that's the part that is a huge indictment on him. And that obviously doesn't put him in a strong light. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I still think that the Dolphins should take a chance on a guy like this. I think any team should take a chance on the guy now. Because now that chip is off his shoulders. That, hey, I'm balling and I, you know, threw 30 interceptions and all that kind of crap. That stuff doesn't fly anymore because the entire league has told him, you're not balling. And at this point, you got to be pretty ignorant to not see the writing on the wall that the entire league has told you, you're not worthy of starting for my football team. That's why whoever takes a chance on him, it's a smart move. At this point, you're not going to pay a lot of money. It's not going to cripple your cap. You're not giving any kind of signing bonus. None of that. Dude has to play for less. Has to play for incentives. He has to play for backup money, whatever it is, $5, $7, $8, $9 million, but he's going to play for backup money. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's what backup money gets. All right, you're going to get easily $5 to $10 million as a backup. That's just the way. That's the way it is in today's NFL. If you have a legitimate backup, that's what you're paying him, and that's what he would become. And then he has to work from there. That's why I think it's a bargain. You don't have to give up any picks. You don't have to give up a big salary. There's no big signing bonus. None of that. And this story that comes out from Bruce Arians just kind of buries him a little bit more. Because the fact that your ex-coach talked about that he actually called a couple teams, the fact that those teams weren't interested, and then you publicly said, well, we didn't go with Jameis because we had Tom Brady and we had Teddy Bridgewater as options. So the guy you had was good enough to be your third option. That's pretty bad. I mean, that's really, really bad.